Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now to another issue gaining steam on the campaign trail. Who'll get the labor union vote? Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders visited UAW Local 600 Hall in Dearborn, Michigan yesterday and spoke out against free trade. He says that America needs fair trade. He also promised to rebuild cities, including Flint.
We are going to rebuild our manufacturing base. Yes. Corporate America is going to invest in this country, not just in China.
Let's look at how the courting of labor unions is going to play out between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Here and now, senior editor Mickey Maynard joins us. She covered labor unions in Detroit for the New York Times. Hello, Mickey.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Put this in context for us. The Michigan vote is weeks away, so why are we hearing Bernie Sanders talking in Michigan right now to the UAW?
This was Bernie Sanders' first trip to Michigan. Hillary Clinton has been there a number of times, especially in her 2008 campaign, and he needs to get there and have people see him. It's a very important state, and it'll come at a very crucial time in the primary process.
Okay, and the UAW, we know at this point, has not endorsed either candidate. Other unions have taken sides, though. What are Sanders and Clinton's record on labor issues that they're looking at?
Well, there's a very important issue to people in Michigan, which is the bailout, the auto bailout. And both of these people voted in favor of it when it was in the Senate. However, there's another major issue, which is the bank bailout. Senator Clinton, then Senator Clinton, voted in favor of that and did take campaign contributions from banks. Mr. Sanders obviously voted against it and has railed against the bank.
So, and the union position on that?
And the union position on that was, at the time, obviously pro-auto bailout.
Right. And membership in unions, we know, has been drastically falling off in recent decades. The numbers that we have from the Labor Department show that 10% of wage and salary workers are unionized, only 10%. That compares with 20% in the 1980s. How important are unions to Democrats?
Unions are terribly important for three reasons. One is organizing, one is financial contributions, and the third is vote. And if you think about it, if we have a close election in November, if there's even a close primary contest, they will want every vote they can get.
And what about the organizing and money as well?
Organizing and money are crucial. And some people say that President Obama pushed hard for the auto bailout after President Bush started it because he owed the UAW, because he felt that he needed to support union members who had supported him.
And what do you mean by the organizing? How does that work?
Oh, canvassing, getting out the vote, holding rallies, driving people to the polls, everything that you can think of. It's retail politics. It's grassroots politics.
Okay. And Bernie Sanders, we know, criticized the NAFTA trade deal that Bill Clinton supported in the 1990s, trying to show that he's more in line with labor unions than his challenger. Is that criticism expected to gain any kind of traction as Sanders courts the unions?
Michigan was hit very, very hard by the recession. Foreclosures are high in places like Detroit. There will be union members to whom this is very, very important because people think that NAFTA took their jobs away.
Okay. Thank you. Mickey Maynard, Here and Now senior editor. Thanks.
My pleasure.